On Sunday, Joanne Perez sat on the shore of Wolfboro Bay. On nearby Main Street, families lined up for ice cream, gazed in shop windows, and consulted maps and guidebooks. The summer tourist season has already begun, but it's been a rocky start. For the last few days, Wolfboro has been in the national spotlight over reports that one of its police commissioners, Robert Copeland, publicly used a racial slur to describe President Obama.
To have the outside world know Wolfboro for this is, it's tragic.
On Monday morning, Robert Copeland sent an email to Police Commission Chairman Joseph Balboni, simply saying, "I resign." Copeland is 82 years old and was reelected to a 3-year term this past March. Under New Hampshire law, the police commission's duties include hiring, firing, and disciplining personnel and setting their salaries. Reports that Copeland used the N-word to describe the president surfaced after resident Jane O'Toole reported overhearing him at a local restaurant last March. At a packed police commission meeting Thursday night, Copeland refused to apologize. Whitney White was there. She's one of only a handful of black residents in the predominantly white town. She grew up in Brooklyn, but went to high school here at Brewster Academy, and now works for the school.
I wouldn't say that this is a racist place. Like, you know, like, I feel comfortable. If I didn't, I wouldn't have come back here. These people become my family. I don't have, like, any blood or anyone here.
But White says she closely watched Copeland at the meeting.
His arms were folded. He was looking at his watch. He was tilted back in his chair. Didn't even pay attention. He was doodling on a paper. And it's just like, you have these many people here talking to you. I'm asking you, are you going to apologize? Like, just do the right thing and resign. Like, so this won't affect the town like it's affecting it right now. And the way it came off is like he can care less.
Also at Thursday's meeting was high school junior Michael Bloomer. He says he felt compelled to speak up.
I was speaking directly to him, and I was looking for him to respond because he has at no point apologized. He has not said this was wrong. And I wanted that more than anything. And other than that, I wanted the room to see. Even people my age are looking at this with this degree of outrage.
On Friday, the Wolfboro Board of Selectmen and town manager publicly called for Copeland's resignation. In a statement, they called his remarks, quote, reprehensible and totally inconsistent with the town's open and welcoming character. Part-time Wolfboro resident and former GOP presidential candidate Mitt Romney has also called for Copeland's resignation. As national media outlets picked up the story, much of the residents' concerns turned to the potential impact on summer tourism. Hunter Emery owns Lydia's Cafe in town.
We got a response from somebody saying that they were not going to spend another dime in this town or in our store until the people of Wolfboro got rid of the elected official.
After Copeland's resignation on Monday, Wolfboro town manager David Owen expressed relief.
A very good step to get this behind us. We've been having people calling and threatening or actually canceling vacation plans and threatening to boycott Wolfboro businesses and all this kind of thing.
Copeland has still not apologized for the comment, and after receiving his resignation letter, Police Commission Chairman Joe Balboni told CNN the town has a lot of healing to do. Balboni and the other commissioner, Ron Goodgame, will now appoint a third commissioner to fill Copeland's vacancy. For NHPR News, I'm Sean Hurley.